Moses came down from the mountain with the two tablets of the testimony in his hands. The tablets were the work of God. They were engraved on both sides, front and back, and the writing was the writing of God. The Lord himself had inscribed the Decalogue, the Ten Commandments, on these stone tablets as a witness to the covenant that he had made with Israel. As Moses came down the mountainside, the sounds coming from the camp became more distinct. He heard the laughter, the cries, and songs. When he drew near, he saw the golden calf and the dancing. There, before his very eyes, God's people were indulging in a pagan orgy. Then Moses understood the Lord's anger and why he had threatened to destroy the whole nation. The Israelites had betrayed the living God, who had brought them out of Egypt with powerful signs and great wonders, and had turned to a worthless idol. Moses was holding the precious stone tablets of the covenant in his hands. He threw them down at the foot of the mountain, breaking them to pieces. This gesture meant that God's covenant with Israel was broken. Then he took the golden calf and burnt it in the fire. He ground it to powder, threw the dust into a stream, and made the Israelites drink the water. He knew that if he did not act at once to bring the people to their senses, God's anger might yet destroy the nation. Moses turned to his brother Aaron and said, "What did these people do to you, that you led them to commit so great a sin?" Aaron shifted the blame onto the Israelites. "Do not be angry, my lord," he answered. "You know how prone these people are to evil. They said to me, 'Make us a god who will go before us.' As for this fellow Moses, who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him." So I told them, "Whoever has any gold jewelry, take it off." Then they gave me the gold, and I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf. Moses stood there speechless, while the people ran wild, as Aaron had let them get out of control. Moses realized that the Israelites would become the laughingstock of their enemies if he did not stop the drunken riot. He knew that there were ringleaders amongst the people, men who defied God's authority and were always ready to stir up trouble in the camp. He knew also that many of the Israelites had remained faithful to God and had not taken part in worshipping the golden calf. So he stood at the entrance to the camp and cried, "Whoever is for the Lord, come to me." All the men of the tribe of Levi, Moses and Aaron's tribe, rallied round their leader. "This is what the Lord requires," Moses said to them. "Let each man strap a sword to his side and go back and forth through the camp from one end to the other. Let every man who forsakes the Lord and has worshipped the idol be put to death, even if he is your own brother or neighbor or friend." The Levites did as Moses commanded. They took their swords and went through the camp, killing everyone who had taken part in honoring the golden calf. And about 3,000 men died on that day. Then Moses said to the Levites, "You have been set apart to the Lord today, for you did not forsake the Lord your God, and you were against your own sons and brothers. So God has blessed you this day." The men of Levi were rewarded by God for their faithfulness. The Lord chose them and set them apart to be his special servants. The priests and Levites were exempted from the army. They alone of all the Israelites were given the task of guarding God's house and of doing the work of the sanctuary. When the people of Israel went on a journey, the Levites transported the tent of meeting, its furnishings, and all the holy things. When the Israelites pitched camp, the tribe of Levi was stationed nearest to the sanctuary. They alone were allowed to enter the holy precincts, and God gave them a beautiful blessing that they were to pronounce on the nation in the name of the Lord. God honored them because they had honored him. Next episode, Moses' intercession.